Katie Smith lived in a quiet California town with her dad, Tom, who was her best friend and biggest protector. Tom had big dreams for Katie. He wanted her to marry someone successful and perfect, someone just like the young lawyer he had picked for her, Eric Daniels. Katie, though, had dreams of adventure before settling down. One day, Katie asked her dad if she could take a cross-country trip with her college friends. After much persuasion, Tom reluctantly agreed. But little did Katie know, this trip would change her life forever. On the first day of the road trip, Katie missed her train in Chicago. That's when she bumped, literally, into Ryan Carter, a charming, slightly reckless guy from New York who was also traveling across the country. He had sharp green eyes, a teasing smirk, and a guitar slung over his back. "Oh, great, another musician with a deep soul," Katie muttered sarcastically. "And oh, great, another skeptic who thinks she's too cool to smile," Ryan shot back, grinning. Despite the rocky start, Katie and Ryan ended up on the same journey. Their friends bonded, and soon so did they. Whether it was sharing stories over campfires or dancing awkwardly during roadside stops, Katie couldn't help but feel drawn to Ryan's carefree nature. The twist was, Ryan wasn't just a laid-back musician. He came from a wealthy New York family that owned several high-end music studios. But Ryan despised the fake glamour of his world. He wanted to find himself, and this trip was his way of escaping expectations. Katie, with her down-to-earth charm, was like a breath of fresh air. One night under the stars, Ryan finally admitted his feelings. "I like you, Katie. A lot," Ryan said softly. "But I need to tell you something about who I really am." Before he could finish, Katie interrupted. "It doesn't matter, Ryan. I like you, not your past or your family." But Ryan's secret wasn't the only complication. Katie's dad, Tom, found out about Ryan when Eric, jealous and bitter, sent Tom pictures. Furious, Tom stormed into the next stop of Katie's trip to bring her home. Back in California, Katie was grounded, and her dad forbade her from ever seeing Ryan again. "He's a drifter, Katie. What kind of future do you think you'll have with someone like him?" Tom fumed, but Katie stood her ground. "He's more than you think, Dad. He's kind, honest, and he's the first person who's ever made me feel alive." Tom wasn't convinced. That's when Ryan showed up uninvited to their family barbecue, guitar in hand. He didn't bring flowers or chocolates, but something better, a song he wrote about Katie. He played it in front of everyone, his voice shaky but determined. By the end of the song, the room was silent. Then, Ryan walked up to Tom. "Mr. Smith, I'm not perfect, but I love your daughter. I'd like a chance to prove I can be the man she deserves." Tom was still skeptical, but seeing his daughter's hopeful eyes softened his heart. "Prove it," Tom said finally. "But one misstep, and you're out of her life." Ryan didn't just win over Tom by his words. He worked hard to earn his trust. From fixing the family car to learning how to grill the perfect steak, Ryan proved his worth in small but meaningful ways. As time went on, Tom saw how much Ryan truly cared for Katie. On a crisp fall evening, Tom gave his blessing. "Take care of her," Tom said to Ryan with a rare smile.
"I will, sir."
"Always," Ryan replied. Katie and Ryan's love story wasn't just about them. It was about learning to stand up for what you believe in.